We are learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Kana Amar Rav, Cheresh Sheyachol Dar B'techa Ksav, Koysvim V'Noyis Tengel Ishtai. We're talking about a Cheresh. A Cheresh here, Pastor says, someone is not a Bentas, because he can't talk and he can't hear. But Rav says that if he could speak B'techa Ksav, means he could write, and he could communicate through writing, then the halacha is he could write again l'ishtoi. And pashas would sound like the pshat is, because then he's called a cheresh hamadaver. He can't hear, but he could talk. So that's the ma'ala of writing. Om Rav Yosef, so Rav says it's pashat. My kamash v'lom, what's the chiddush? Tanina, it's a mishnah. Our mishnah says that someone who was nishtatik, he lost his power of speech. He was a ben das, but lost his power of speech. So Om v'loi, and they asked him, nichtav get l'ishtecha? Should he write a get for your wife? V'hirchim v'roisha, and he shook his head. We check him three times, he knows what he's talking about. Then he gives the get. So you see in our Mishnah that our chana works. So you see that even though you don't speak straight, it's still called a dibur. So what's the big chiddush of Rav? Now, Tosfos asks that you could have even asked a different kasha. You could have asked the lechayra, what do you need dibur? It should be enough with our chana. It's mashma Rav Kana needs, Rav needs dibur. The Gemara could ask that kasha. I ain't tell you what he answered. But the Gemara's kasha is, what's the chiddush we know from our Mishnah? Only Rab Zera, what are you bringing right from our Mishnah? Elin Kamris? Our Mishnah is no shaykhis. Our Mishnah is talking about a guy who's a bendas. He just can't talk. And there, Harchana works. But Rab Kanam Rav is a huge chiddush. There's a cherish who's not a bendas. He could talk with Techa Ksav. That's called talking. That's a much bigger chiddush. Only Rab Zera, Elin Kamris? Shani Elin Matayan Lutin Abraisa. Someone who could talk but can't hear, that's a cherish, that's called a bendas. That's an ilim. Both this cherish and ilim, they're considered a bendas for everything. Now the Gemara just wants to speak out Pashut in language. Why do you call a cherish someone who can't hear and someone who can't talk an ilim? Zeu cheresh. How do you know someone could talk and can't hear? It's called a cheresh. Shemayim dabe zeu ilim. The chesiv says in the pasuk in Tehillim, "Vanike cheresh loy eshma uchilim loy yiftach piv." So you see, a ilim is someone who can talk, and a cheresh is someone who can't hear. But yisema, another way how we know is because we know ilim means can't talk. But yisema, gedami inchi ishtakel malule. His words were taken away. So you see, ilim means that his words were taken away. So akaponim, that's not a, so for our Mishnah, it's not a kasha. So let's just repeat over. Rav Kanam Rav said a chiddush that the cheresh, who's not a bendas, if he could talk b'teich ha'ksav, then he could give a get. Why? So we're saying, presumably pshat is, because he's called a medaber then. He's called someone who can't hear, but could talk, because he could talk b'teich ha'ksav. So Gemara said, what's our Mishnah says, that hachana works. So Gemara, we want from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah went to Elaim, who was a bendas, said there, hachana works. But here's a much bigger chiddush. Someone's not a bendas. Someone's not a bendas. That ksiva works. That's a much bigger chiddush than our Mishnah. Right. That's exactly what Rav Kanam Rav said. That's the chiddush of Rav Kanam Rav. Is that someone you would think that someone has to be able to talk to be a bendas. So Rav Kanam Rav, even if you can talk with the ksav, it's called a bendas. That's the chiddush of Rav Kanam Rav. You don't see that from our Mishnah. That's his chiddush. Now we'll see. The Gemara even limits that chiddush later on. It's not so possible. So, Omer Abzeri, Kashali Ha Kashali. If I have a Kasha, this is my Kasha. The Talent in the Braisa. We know it's Alacha called Shvuas Eidus. That if someone has Eidus, and then you make him say Eidus, he doesn't want to say Eidus, make him make a Shvuas, he says, no, I don't know any Eidus. Now, the Maisa, it turns out that he's lying, he has to be a carbon. So it says in the Pasuk, V'nefesh Kisecht, of a Shama called Allah, V'hu Eid, he heard a shua because he didn't who aid and he's aid. A ra, yada, a lo yagiv nasa avoyne. It's avera. And the Bryce Darshans, in lo yagid, someone who doesn't say, probably ilim, shen yokal hagid. That means if you went over to ilim and you said, do you know aidus? And he says, no. He shakes his head, no. So the halach is, he's not chayav a carbon. Why? Because he's not in the bar agada. He can't do agada. That says in the Bryce. And the Mara's kasha is, am I hayochel hagam techaksav? If you're telling me that Rav Kana, or Rav is saying that's called a dibur, so you see it's called a dibur, so then you should be able to say this, am I hayochel hagam techaksav? And the way Tosfos, this is the way Tosfos explains, Tosfos had a kasha, that why you have to ask on Rav Kana, Rav, ask on our Mishnah. Mishnah says, when you shake your head, yes, that's called a dibur that you can write a get. So you can ask on the Mishnah. L'chara, you see, you could say this. Zok Tosfos, the Ramaskal Omar Rav Zeira, that's not a kasha on Mishnah, because our Mishnah never says that our chana is called a dibur. It says we have here a ben das who can't talk. If he shakes his head, we know he wants a get. But Rav Kahana was mechadish that this chayrish is coming a ben das. That means mechadish that it's called a dibur. It's called talking. So if it's called talking, so then why can't it be an edus? Why can't you say edus with that? That's the Gemara's kasha.
What?
Because Rav Kahana said a chayrish, or someone who's not a ben das, who could write Betech HaKsav, is called Karate Get. Is that a big chiddush? What's pshat on that? What's pshat on Kamarav? He's not a Ben Dash, he's a Shaita. Teretz is, Ksav is called Dibur. He's called now a Shemeya, Ein Shemeya Umedaber, which is called a Ben Dash. He's called a Medaber, so he's called Dibur. Our Mishnah doesn't say that it's called that's called Dibur. Our Mishnah told a Ben Dash who shook his head, now we know what he wants, that's all. So therefore, it's a Kash Daf Kamarav. So the kash is, so why can't you say Eidus? Omle Abaya, Eidus Kamris, Shani Eidus, the Rachman Om, and Piyam Vlepik Savam. You're right. Really, it's enough of a Dibur to make someone a Ben Das. That's what we're going right now. It's enough of a Dibur called Rav Kanav Rav. But Eidus is different than Dinim. Eidus, as it says, Mepiyam Vlepik Savam, has to be, you have to say it from your mouth. A Pishnai Eidim, a Shosh Eidim, Mepiyam Vlepik Savam, has to be from your talking and not from your writing. So that's especially the area of Kosov. That's why Eidus is no good. Now, Rashi already asked the question that how does a shtar work? We know shtar, we're learning in our second long time now, we have on Daf Gimel already, that shtar is commission, nechre, do some bezdin. How does a shtar work? L'chayra, it's a peak sovim. So he freaked Rashi, and Rashi's terrorist is very cryptic. Rashi says, v'loyim peak sovim, the remaskal of loyim peak sovim, loyim peak sovim, you do a bezdin, the loy domi lishtar. It's not domi lishtar, shach a smooth, but yoyim vayda, he or who orcha lahachi. That's orcha vahachi. See, Rashi needs an explanation. The simple explanation of Rashi is that the Rashi saying is, there's two types of edus. One type of edus is reporting about something that happened. That has to be mepiyam. He's saying, I saw something yesterday, you have to say that mepiyam. It can't be b'ksav. But a shtar is not reporting what happened a different time. It's reporting b'shas maisa. It's b'shas maisa in the shtar. The thing's happening right now. So there, the normal way of documenting that is by writing it, not by saying it. And therefore, that's the correct way of doing edus. Because b'shas something happens, then that's the way you document it, and you don't report that. So therefore, you know, if it's happening, you know, you're reporting, you're saying what's happening, you write it down. Since that's the normal way of being, that's why that's the Eidus. That's the simple Pshat Rashi. The R is showing them, like the Rambam learns, that the whole Din Shtar Rai is only mid the Rabbanon, because it's Takam Piksavim. That's the Shita of the Rambam. And he says, only Ashleitim does they love him is a Shtar considered Rai. It's only mid the Rabbanon. It's a Rambam Shita. There is a Shita of Rabbeinu Tam holds that every Eidus is good in the Piksavim Takam. That's why Shtar works. Ayar Gemara just has to be Royu Labila. It has to be Royu to talk. That's a quick synopsis of some of the Rishonim here. Bakapon, the way we answer Rav is by saying here, there's a kasuv that Elim is no good for Eidus because it's Piyam Leib B'Ksavim. Meisvei, that's another kasha. K'shem Shaboitkin Oysa Legitin. This is talking about someone who can't talk and he shakes his head. And we don't want to hear a ben das. In the case of our Mishnah, someone who's a ben das and he shook his head, we say you let it write a get. So it says in this price like this: Kishem shebayit goes legitin, just like Dika works for gitin. Kach bayit goesay lemasoyis matonis, which is maso maton, which is giving matonis or selling things v'leedus and for edus over edius ulerushos and firushos. Tani mias that he could check in for edius. Now what's the kasha? The kasha is lechayra he can't talk. So how do you let it say edus? So remember, this is not a kasha or a kana or a rav. This is a kasha stam on the din of the brice. We just finished saying pshat, and the brice says p'm v'lepik savam. You have to be able to talk. So we have a kasha on that. That's how it's mashma from Rashi. The kasha. The kasha is just on the din. Look at Rashi. Do a masal katani mias leidias she yore dusa p'ksava amrit me p'm v'zen elam. This guy can't talk. So the question is, how can he say edis? It says edias. You can say edis. The chari can't talk by shaking his head. You can say edis. So Mar's teretz to that is Amar Rav Yosi b'Avim Yoyim Rav Sheshes be'edus isha. We're talking about edus to say to isha that her husband died. That kilu barabanan. What do we always make about that edus? That edus doesn't have to be from a PM. It could be even with shaking your head. Break the Mar Vaktani Yerushos. What do you do about Yerusha? It sounds like I can be made on a Yerusha. I can say edus on Yerusha. That's not edus isha. Amar Ravo Yerusha is benoy abachar ktani. We're talking about a case where Rashi learns he wants to change the Bechor. Bechor usually gets Pishnayim, so he wants to tell his family, by the way, I want the Bechor to get the same much like a Pashat, like a regular Chelek. Tosfos says that's not true. He doesn't like that Pshat in Yerusha's Benoy, because then it just say, Reba Lezeh, Miet Lezeh. That's what you say, not Yerusha's Benoy. Therefore, Tosfos learns, Yerusha's Benoy means that he's saying which one's the Bechar. So those type of things you can use your head for. Because you always have been asked, you know what he wants. It's not really an Eidus. And it's not really a regular Eidus. So that's not right either. So if you think about another Kashmir, what about Masoi's Matonis? Sounds like it's an Eidus for that. My Lav La'alma. Sounds like we're talking about an Eidus on that. Zokdamar Loi, it means Lididei. It means for himself, his own sales, you could be Samech on shaking his head. I feel it sad that it was Eidus. And all Eidus, so what do you need all cases? Just say Eidus. Whatever say Masois, Matonis, Yerusha, Tosis as the Kasha. Tosis would have said Perusha come a Farish. You could have said that all these things are Eidus. Examples of Eidus are Masois, Matonis, and Yerusha are example of Eidus. Like upon him, but the Gemara gets out of the shell. Again, the Gemara's question was that here's Mashmak, say Eidus even with shaking the head. Terry says, no, we're talking about special things. Either talking about Eidus Isha, or talking about your own Yerusha, or your own Masois, Matonis. That's what works, shaking your head. Meisvet. I'm going to go back now to the Kasha on Rakanam Rav. Remember, Rakanam Rav says, a Cheresh who can't talk, can't speak. If he can write, he's all of a sudden a Ben Das, and he can give a get. Meisvet, Cheresh, lo yholchu boi achar mizoysav, v'achar kvitzoysav. When we have a Cheresh, we don't go bust his Ramazim, or his kvitzis, his different motions. We don't go after those motions to consider him a Bekeach. And it also says in this Braisa, V'loy v'ach k'sav yodoy. You can't go ach k'sav yod either. L'holcha v'ach arim zoysav, v'ach v'zoysav, v'ach k'sav yodoy. You can't go k'sav yodoy. Elo m'taltam, only by money. Av aloy l'gittin, but not for gittin. So mafurish, that by gittin doesn't work. We're talking about over here, I didn't speak this out at the beginning, a cheresh, obviously that was married mid-deraisa. He was a bekeach when he got kedushin, so he's deraisa, so he can't give a get. Obviously, if the cheresh was a cheresh that did a kedushin while he was a cheresh, so anyway, kishem shenichas beremiza, yoytzi beremiza. Talking about someone who's who did a kedushin deraisa, and it says over here, have a loyla get, and you cannot give a get, even though you have a ksav yaday. So there's a kasha on Rav. And for the Gemara, tanoihi. So for the tanoim, the tanoim lived in a braisa, omrim shimma gamil, the medvaram amurim, when do we say gitin? It does not work. Legitin these motions or ksav yodai dafka becherish mikro. Someone's a cherish mikro. Af a bekeach v'nescharish, but someone's bekeach v'nescharish. Who kaisiv behein chaisman? Who kaisiv behein chaisman that he could write and they sign? Bekitzev he could write down and they'll listen to him. So you see from Shimon Gamliel that ksiva works. That ksiva works to make him take ksav. But he does say that even by gitin. Even though he's saying ksav is sort of considered a bedas, only by someone who's a bekeach and not the cheresh mikra. Why not? Zog Rashi. Becheresh mikra is she'in loy ksav yad shal das. Shlohus le das stula mayama. A bekeach, she shalom lichta medas stula. So Shimon Gamliel was saying that's like Rav. But by the way, Rav's halacha is only if he learned how to write while he was a bekeach. If he learned how to write when he's a cheresh, that's not called learning from das stula. Now the Mishal says that it happens to be, it can't be such a thing. He can't learn how to write after he's a cheresh. So it's interesting Rishash over here. I read it to you just for the fun of it. The Rishash is like this. Mashkos mashad lav dafka nim ken loyhoi bada ksav. He couldn't write. Bizmaneinu nimsa bevin habira, that's Vienna, based Talmud ala ksiva l'charosh meleida. They have now a university, a place in Vienna, it's probably talking about Helen Keller, some say, that they have someone who they could teach you how to write. Like upon him, but back to the Gemara, we're going out of history now, back into the Gemara, the Cheshbon, the Gemara is saying like this, that we had a Kasha, Rav says that if you write the Ois Cheresh, the Gemara the Kasha from a Bryce's nose, you know, Tanoi, Bishim Gamil holds that you could, it happens to be, Bishim Gamil is limiting, it has to be you learned when you're a Bekech, but now you're a Cheresh, a full-fledged Cheresh, can't hear, can't talk. If you could write, that shows you stole a Ben Das, and therefore you could write again. Now, there's a simple cheshbon kasha. Why do you have to say tanoi? You could just say that this brisa that says avaloi begitin is talking about a cheresh mikroi. And Moshe Gamliel say no, that's not a cheresh mikroi. But here I'm talking about when you were bekech the nescharish. So the Baram Taisus talks about that, and the Baram Taisus says that we knew it's a machlokes. We knew that Tanakam holds even by someone who is a bekech the nescharish, and he writes still doesn't work, and therefore we know it's a machlokes tanoi. But the Gemara has another kasha. If the case is that it doesn't work when Moshe Gamliel is cheresh mikra, he says there's nothing you can do about it. Stamazai, cheresh mikra, stamazai could do it. Why? Because he only has a kedushin derabanan. Very good. Cheresh mikra loy, kashem to kainso remiza, just like he was kainis many kedushin beremiza, kach metzir beremiza. If Moshe Gamliel is saying is that the cheresh mikra, so then you can't do a ksav. What do you mean? Dear stamazai, it's better. It's only kedushin derabanan. So you're right. If it's his own wife, he could get rid of her with remiza. Here we're talking about a Yevama. Yevimta Reman. Who's Yevama from? Ilev Naflei Ma'achiv Cheresh. If it fell from Ma'achiv Cheresh, so Kashem Shekin Sover Miza, Kachitzi Osover Miza. Ella, the Naflei Ma'achiv Fekech. So Teretz Yisrael, we're talking about here a case where there was a brother here. And the brother, then it fell to Yibum. And it fell to Yibum there. The case was that the brother fell to Yibum, and here it's a deraistic kedushin on him. It comes out here; it's a deraistic kedushin. That's the case because his kedushah was gemurim, and the zika is gemura. So, and he can't do chalitza. So, when she falls to Yibum, when she falls to Yibum, so there's no way there to go out per amizah because there the Yibum is the deraistic Yibum. That's the Naflei Ma'achiv Bekech. The brother was Bekech, so that was Kedushin Deraisa. That Shaf's a real Kedushin and Shaf's a real Zika. But by you saying, like, even saying the brother's a Cheresh. By you saying, the Naflei Ma'achiv Cheresh. Vigzeira, Achiv Cheresh, Ata Bekech, Ata Achiv Bekech. You can say, even if the brother's a Cheresh, still, they can't be Maitzi, you won't be able to be Maitzi with a get, because, and it's Kedushin Deraisa. And I, Teres is a gzeira ot bekeach, which is a kedushin deraisa. Frank Demar, yachay ishtinami. Even a cherish with the isha, we should say inala give out permisa. Why? Because it might be a case where there's a kedushin deraisa that there you can't. There in the case of kedushin deraisa, you can't give a get. So even when it's kedushin derabanan, you shouldn't be able to give a get otu kedushin deraisa. Someone says no. Yivimtoy mechlefa. You mixed up. Ishtoy be yivimtoy lemechva. Isha with a yivama that you're not going to get mixed up. Two yivamas if it's achiv bekeach of a cherish get mixed up, but when it's your own wife, so you don't get mixed up. Then people won't get mixed up between two things. Frank the Gemara, it really Gemara's kash was make a gzeret not ishtoy otu ishtoy otu a yibam. So saying you're not going to get mixed up ishtoy otu yibam, but a yivama otu yivama that will get mixed up. Frank the Gemara umigas rin a cherish otu bekeach. Are you guys there a cherish otu bekeach? We're going to show here. Then in cases where you have a shayla of yibum from a cherish, you could be mitzi also. And the brother falls to yibum, you can marry and be mitzi. And we're going to show that there's no gzeira otu pikech. What's the raya? But tonight we're looking at the top of our base. Shnei achim charoshim nesuin shtei achayis. You have two achim charoshim married two achayis. Now two achayis, it happens to be here, it's older Rabban the Kedushin, but just remember, when there's two sisters, so there's no Yibum over there. Because two sisters are automatically an Erva, so there's no Yibum by two sisters. So, Shtei Achim Charoshim, Nesum Shtei Achayis, two brothers, Charoshim and Achayis. Now, two brothers, there's Yibum. So, I mean, if one brother dies, the other one has to Yibum. So here, but they're married to two sisters. So if this guy has a wife already, so then he can't marry his wife's sister. So if his wife's sister falls to Yibam, she falls off. But here's the Rabbanan anyway. Shnei Achim Charoshim, who made a Kedushim, with Shtei Shtum Achayis Pekechis, or Shtei Achayis Charoshis, or Shtei Achayis Achas Pekechis, or Achas Charoshis, or the opposite case, between Shtei Achayis Charoshis, they're both Charoshis, and Suez Shtei Achim Pekechim, or Shtei Achim Charoshim, or Shtei Achim Echad Pekech Cherish. It's how Shav all these cases are, they're all not Kedushim Deraisa. Why? Because one of the people was a Cherish. So what's the halacha? This case, if one of the brothers dies, there's a Ptur Yibam and a Chalitza. Why? Because they're sisters. But if they're not sisters, they're Nachriyais, so then the halacha is that you can't do Chalitza because a Cheresh can't do a Chalitza, or a Cheresh can't accept Chalitza. So what do? Yichnesu, you do Yibam, v'mratzu lohaitzi yitziu, and you call your maitzi. Ad kana mishta. What is in the mishta? If someone does Yibam with a Cheresh, let's say. With a Cheresh, the halacha is that there, he can be Maitzi. I, because Otu Bekeach, Otu, a brother is a Bekeach, and there it falls in the Deraisa. Teretz is, you're not Geizer, Otu Bekeach. So it can't be, so we had back, let's get back to the Cheshbon. We had here a case here that it says that by Cheresh Mekroi, there you can be Maitzi. And the question was, what's the idea? You can't be mighty. The question is, why can't you be mighty? L'chaira, if you're a cheresh mikra, so it's only the rabbanon. It says he can't be mighty. It says he can't use a ksav. Why not? It's only the rabbanon. So Gemara answers, you're right. Ve'ishtoi, there's no way you can't do it. Why shouldn't you be able to do it? The case was that it was a case of Yibum. And the Yibum was a case where you fell midaraisa. For example, let's say the Cheresh had a brother who was a healthy guy. He was married. And he died without children. So you have to be Miyavim his wife. His wife forced the Yibum to the Cheresh, and that's a Zika deraisa. And now the Cheresh can't be mighty her, because he can't do a chalitza, and he can't do a get. So that was the case, that was one case. The other Mara said, even if the brother's a cheresh, and it's only falling with the Rabbanon, but the gzeira ought to do a case of bekeh. That we said, there's no gzeira. We go back, and that pshat is the ochet bekeh. That's the case. So the bottom line is, we explain the pshat of cheresh me'ikra, we can't give a get, is we're a brother, or a fellow from a Yibum, from a brother that's a Bekeach, therefore it's a Zika mid Raisa, and in such a case, for such a Yibum, you can't be Moitzi with a Get.